Star Spangled Baby, the outside looms up and they start to cheer at the Gippsland for their favourite mare. It's Star Spangled Baby who grabs Holster. Not a problem, back to the inside. Star Spangled Baby just in front. Not a problem, lunges, but misses. Star Spangled Baby, it's redemption for last year. She takes the cup from Not a Problem, Holster.
Well, very spirited race call there. I'm sure Craig Blackshaw was jumping up and down, and it was redemption because there was a bit of history between Star Spangled Baby and Huntley Castle from the year before. Craig Blackshaw, the Terrelgan Cup winning trainer, joins me. G'day, Craig.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. There was a bit of redemption there, wasn't there?
Yeah, it certainly was. As though I didn't have her last year, but I watched the replay earlier that morning, and I was hoping that she could get the job done.
And she did, and she's been a fantastic horse, a very popular horse down in the region as well.
Yeah, she certainly has. She's a mare with nice ability and sort of tough as nails.
Just take us through, she's obviously had a bit of history, Star Spangled Baby, but she's joined you recently, and she's to get such a great win in a country cup must be a real thrill.
Yeah, it certainly is, and down in Gippsland where we've been for a long, long time, or forever. So it's great to win a local cup, and the mare was sent down to us with the Terrelgan Cup in mind, and just the one lead up run for us at Sandown and then into the cup, and it worked out nicely.
The interesting history with Terrelgan as well. It used to be one of the more used and popular venues in that region, but it sort of got squeezed out a bit, didn't it? Because there are a lot of racetracks down there, and training closed down there. I can't remember how long ago it was, but it was about 10 or 15 years ago. Do you remember that era well?
Yeah, I certainly do. And, it used to have quite a lot of meetings, and as I say, we've had a lot of success there over the years. Not in cups, but in a lot of racing there. And, it's a shame that we don't have more racing there, but that's, the way it's sort of structured. And they had a few dramas, and that's why I think they went back to only three meetings and to try and make a real profit and get real support from the town. And now they're back to two. But, they are getting good support from the town, so hopefully it can continue racing there.
Yeah. Is it under any threat, do you know? Was it a successful meeting? Was there a reasonable crowd? It's hard when you had an uncertain past and future to generate crowds because they don't half the time they don't really know what's on. But was there a strong community turnout there?
There was. To me, it looked like a decent crowd. So hopefully their numbers are good. And once you have they've been a bit lucky. They lose a couple of meeting every now and again. And then, but hopefully now after getting a really nice day, good racing, a good crowd, next year people say, well, we're going back next year, and they take their friends. So hopefully it just gets bigger and bigger again.
What's next for Star Spangled Baby?
I've had a little bit of a look through the calendar. There's a race at Sandown on the 10th of December, an 1,800 metre 84 race, because she's gone up to a 77 rate now. So it's sort of, you're getting up there a bit, and you've limits your where you can go, really.
Well, the people of East Gippsland will certainly be cheering because that's what they do for Star Spangled Baby. Well done, mate, and to you and Michael Poy as well. And it was a thrilling finish, and I'm sure you got a real kick out of it.
Yeah, certainly did, and the owners that made the trip, I think they partied hard last night, so I'd say there'll be some sore heads up Bragg a long way today.
Okay, well, hopefully the Barocca will do the trick.
Yeah, that's it.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Good on you, mate.
Speaking